RadioMD. RadioMD.com. The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Have you ever heard of a compounding pharmacy? Well, that's something you may one day wish you knew about. Well, we're going to discuss it with an expert today. Someone who knows the inside and outside of normal pharmacies, as well as the specialty pharmacy that can create a wide variety of individualized drugs and broader than even conventional therapy. Our guest, Brenda Pavlik, has been a pharmacist for so long that she probably hardly can remember it, but she also is a compounding specialist and has taught sterile techniques in American College of Apothecaries to so many people, from technicians to doctors. Brenda, thanks so much for being with us today. And can you tell us a little bit about what is a compounding pharmacy and how does it differ from your corner drugstore?
You're welcome, Dr. Abel, and thanks for having me. And that's a very good question. Most people have never heard of a compounding pharmacy, and you will not have heard of a compounding pharmacy until you need a compounding pharmacy. And the way we differ is we prepare unique doses and dosage forms for our patients. So it's not what you're going to find at your corner drugstore where they're counting out pills or pouring out liquids. Everything that we do here is specialized for each and every individual patient. So if they have a sensitivity to a certain ingredient, we can make their medication without that ingredient. Or if they are someone who needs a smaller dose that's not commercially available, we can break it down to give them a lesser dose that's more appropriate for either their size or their tolerance level. So it's just very customized medication depending on the patient's needs.
And, you know, what comes to mind is the fact is that there are certain drugs that have been very effective in the past that have been deleted by pharmaceutical companies because they produce a more expensive drug and want to pay for research and development. Yet those medications are still able to be retrieved and giving people a wider choice of options for treating, let's say, glaucoma, but it could be anything, treating leukemia, et cetera, because of your ability. Wouldn't you agree?
You're absolutely right. And some of those older medications that, you know, the drug companies are always doing, you know, making new and improved, and, you know, in with the new, out with the old. However, there's patients who still benefit from those original medications. And when those medications are no longer available, there's a certain patient population that suffers. So that's where we come in. We're able to still create those medications and make them available to those patients, even though they're not, quote, commercially available by the big drug manufacturers any longer. So we fulfill a need for those patients as well.
Well, Saveway Pharmacy in Delaware is unique, and it had to follow all the strict state and federal regulations. But how did you go from your conventional training to your personal odyssey in this wonderful area?
Oh, my goodness. Well, actually, compounding is the cornerstone of pharmacy because back in the day, that's exactly how pharmacy was done, mixing things together. And really, that's all compounding is mixing things together. And then the world of pharmacy evolved into, you know, as the drug manufacturers came along with pre-made medications. But it's always been a little piece of pharmacy, and we originally had a full-service retail pharmacy and always specialized in compounding. We always had a little corner that we did compounding in, and we were known for that. So even area drugstores, you know, around town would send their, quote, compounded prescriptions over to us because they knew that we did that. I don't know, a few years before we closed that retail setting, we started specializing in doing more and more and realizing that there was a need for compounded, you know, to have this specialty and not just do the conventional pharmacy. So it's something that we've always done, and we just decided to, you know, build on that specialty. And then one day, you know, we just moved over to a compounding-only lab, and now that's all that we do. and we found that it has served a huge need in for Delawareans and even the bordering states.
I mean, what it appears to me is the difference between having a full salad bar and only having three options on the menu. And that's because that the basis, the pharmaceutical basis of medicinals has been taken over by the companies, in a sense, and they kind of regulate what pills are available. And then the regular pharmacies want to look at the ones that they can profit the most on, and they limit access. And yet you're the full-service salad bar, is the way I look at it.
That's exactly right. So a big drug manufacturer may make a particular medication in three different strengths, but a patient taking the weakest of those strengths may not tolerate it. That strength may be too strong for maybe too strong for that patient where she suffers from side effects. So what we can do is take that same medication and make it in a weaker strength so that she can tolerate the medication. Otherwise, the only choice is to either suffer the side effects or put up with the symptoms. So that's where we can help the patients get the medications that they need.
Well, I know from ophthalmology, we have so many people who get sensitive to medication because they have to take their glaucoma drops, their dry eye drops, whatever, or the conventional steroids are not made without a preservative. You have that option. And even furthermore, you have the option to treat serious eye infections that can lead to blindness by giving antibiotics that are not conventionally available as an eye drop, but you can make whatever is needed, antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial. And, I mean, that's how I see that this is such an amazing world that's not recognized by so many people. I mean, that's why you get the Friday afternoon phone call, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And a phone call on Easter Sunday, and late at night on a Saturday night when there's a storm coming. But that's the rewarding part of this job as well, because you're absolutely right. These antibiotics, antivirals, antifungals that are not commercially available, these eye drops that we can make that, as you said, can save a person's eyesight, there's huge reward in that. These are eye drops that they need. They need it immediately. To treat these whether it's a corneal ulcer or whatever it is. So to be able to do that is hugely rewarding.
I mean, it's only a shame that you don't get the feedback that a glaucoma patient who is at risk of surgery, if he couldn't or he or she couldn't use a drop, is saved because we can create a drop that does the job without the adverse reaction. And likewise, the patient who could lose their eye from endophthalmitis, an intraocular infection, is saved because of what you do. And it has cut down on the number of emergency eye operations because of your stuff. So I always find you guys are wonderful.
Thank you, Dr. Abel. That's rewarding in and of itself.
I think your preservative-free aspect gives such greater variation and diversity to what's possible. So we're so fortunate to have you, and I hope people who are listening have such a pharmacy in their community. If not, how can they contact you, Brenda?
Well, we are, like everybody else, on the Internet. but our phone number is 302-369-5520. And email is savewaypharmacy@aol.com.
That's perfect. And I hope the message gets out to more practitioners and more technicians that there's an option for people. And it's kind of like any medical situation. There's always an option. Well, I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. So thank you for listening. Stay well. Keep your vision, and know what options you have in your community. We're so lucky to have compounding pharmacies. It makes our lives much better.